In Britain, Prime Minister Tony Blair has agreed to cooperate with a parliamentary inquiry into whether his government manipulated key intelligence data about Iraq. Before the war, Blair released an intelligence dossier which suggested Iraq had the capability to mobilize chemical and biological weapons in just 45 minutes. Last week, an unnamed member of the British intelligence community told the BBC that certain information was exaggerated to support the government's case for war. Today, in the House of Commons, Blair faced a hostile crowd as he attempted to defuse the crisis. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
Wednesday is the day Tony Blair is starting to dread. It's his duty to stand before Parliament once a week and answer questions from the backbench. The first to lay into the Prime Minister today was the leader of the opposition, Ian Duncan Smith.
We're getting allegations from others in the security services that the Prime Minister misled Parliament and the country in the run-up to the war.
But comparably, the opposition Conservatives went easy on the Prime Minister. It was his own party members who lashed out, like Labour MP Una King.
Where are these weapons? And what does the Prime Minister say to allegations that their threat has been exaggerated?
Next came another Labour backbencher, Mike Wood.
Mr. Speaker, those of us who argued that the conflict in Iraq was illegal constantly had the whole issue of weapons of mass destruction thrown at us by the Right Honourable Gentleman and others. Is it now not high time to have a full public inquiry?
And on it went, until Blair couldn't take it anymore and struck back.
In the end, there have been many claims made about the Iraq conflict, that hundreds of thousands of people were going to die in it, that it was going to be my Vietnam, that the Middle East was going to be in flames, and this latest one, that weapons of mass destruction were a complete invention by the British government. The truth is, some people resent the fact it was right to go to conflict. We won the conflict thanks to the magnificent contribution of the British troops, and Iraq is now free, and we should be proud of that.
Blair's been on the ropes before. A majority of his Labour Party barely supported the Prime Minister on the war. He's also fought back and won, as he did again today. A parliamentary committee will still investigate the allegations, but the House of Commons voted against setting up an independent commission, an unexpected decision and one due largely to the Prime Minister's passionate defence.
There was no attempt at any time by any official or minister or member of number 10 Downing Street staff to override the intelligence judgments of the Joint Intelligence Committee.
Among the exaggerations, alleged Blair's critics, was information that suggested Iraq was trying to acquire enriched uranium from an African country. One of the strongest opponents of the war, former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, called on the Prime Minister to come clean.
I have never questioned the good faith of my right honourable friend. Could he not therefore save the Intelligence and Security Committee a lot of time with an inquiry by correcting the record now on the alleged uranium from Africa and on the alleged weapons ready in 45 minutes and say that he regrets that in all good faith he then gave the House information which has since turned out to be wrong?
Blair said he wouldn't and promised the House of Commons that new evidence will emerge over the coming weeks. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.